with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Breakfast is served. How's it going? It's Cooper Noonan. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on our podcast and on the show as well. If you caught the show, brilliant. You get to listen to it again. Whoa.
Yay.
I found a way of making a load of money by suing you.
Suing me?
Yeah.
Oh, the cheek.
Yeah, you and your eye rolls.
Oh my God. Ridiculous.
I'm going to cash in big time. Never mind cash machine. It's just taking note of Una's eye rolls.
Oh wow, I heard that eye roll myself.
Una, I think I'm going to be all quids in if I look into this and have a chat to a friend of mine who wears a suit, works in an important building.
Right.
My solicitor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Yeah, so there's a chance that I might have a claim, a payout on my hands. Because you know the way every now and then I'll be doing something on the show. You've just done it now. Just done it. Did you see that?
I did see that.
You rolled your eyes. And it's many a time that you've rolled your eyes at me.
Would you blame me in all fairness?
Half the time I set you up for an eye roll. But people have said to me that they can hear your eye roll on the radio.
Yeah. So I do have my eye roll is strong.
Yeah, it's like sandpaper on glass. That's what it's like. So you probably need eye drops.
Yeah, I do actually.
Not a medical expert over here, but just saying.
You stop doing things that make me roll my eyes. Then,
well, there's a case of, I didn't read into it much. I just saw the headline. I'm like, oh, I'm getting money out of this. There's a case of a dental nurse in Edinburgh who won 25 grand from her employer because she kept being eye rolled at. Everything she did was just like so she brought them to court. She got 25 grand. Could you imagine how much money I would have? Her eye roll. No, oh, you've done it again.
Do it. I dare you to bring me to court. I'll represent myself. The jury will take one look at you. They'll be like, I totally understand why she eye rolls you every single day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now you're calling me out on my appearance. Actually, the amount of times you slag my thinning hair in my head as well.
I never slag your thinning hair.
How many times have you mentioned, oh yeah, heading off to Turkey on holiday, are you? I could end up on cash machine money by the end of this, you know what I mean?
Oh! Let
me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Our survey says, this is a good one this morning. We've got loads of people straight off the bat giving the same guess, so we had to reset it and try and get some new guesses in. But nobody got it, which was a surprise. So if you're aged between, what is it, 16 and 21, you're more likely to ask for help doing this. What is it? Well, let's find out.
iRadio's
survey says.
Yeah, and then they're like, you should be singing for a living, Una. And I'm like, I know.
Oh, remember, it is Thursday, so we won't be doing
Tone Deaf
anymore because you're not allowed to sing.
Yeah,
so.
I got axed. Can you believe it got axed?
Donald,
doesn't like me singing.
Survey says. You should have heard what he said about you sticking your finger in his ear the other day. Give him a wet willy. No, you didn't, but. All right, okay.
Survey says if you're between the ages of 16 and 21, you're twice as likely to ask for help doing this.
Ooh, okay. 16 and 21. All right. Ah, yeah. This is gonna go. I just might as well put this to bed now.
Go on.
Okay. Don't bother sending in guesses because I got this. It's definitely changing a light bulb.
Changing a light bulb.
Why would that only be between 16 and 21?
Like, because you've not done it before.
Yeah, and I also saw a recent survey that people aged between 16 and, 21, you don't know how to change a light bulb.
I only changed my light bulb a couple of years ago, I would say.
Your first light bulb?
Yeah.
All right, what type of one was it?
It was a bayonet, actually.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's not the answer, Cooper, no. Sorry about that.
Damn it. Yeah, all right, so forget what I said. 087-1102-107.
So can I hear it again? 16 to 21, you're asking for help.
Between 16 and 21, you're twice as likely to ask for help doing this.
Ask for help doing, is it, cook?
Oh, yeah. You'd be cooked for when you're growing up and stuff and you're going out doing your own thing. It's not cooked, no. It's a good guess, though.
This is going to create a hassle now. Yeah, I'm trying to get guesses on this.
Yeah.
All right, okay. All right, 087-110-207. Has anybody any idea what the answer is to this question?
If you're between the ages of 16 and 21, you're twice as likely to ask for help doing this. What is this? My screen went dark. Apologies.
It's all right. Is it to learn how to send a WhatsApp voice note into iRadio?
No, it's not.
How'd you do that?
Oh, when you open up WhatsApp and you go to the iRadio number 087-110-207, down the bottom right-hand side of the screen, there's a little microphone. If you press and hold that and speak into your phone, you can leave a voice note. And
mansplaining! Gotcha.
You asked me.
I know.
That's another thing I'm going to put up against you. Eye rolling, sighing, and asking to explain something. And then you shouting, mansplaining. All right, 087-110-207, if that's even the number. Let's do a quick recap of the question for anybody who missed it, because we're getting a huge amount of similar guesses.
Yes. If you're between the ages of 16 and 21, you are twice as likely to ask for help doing this. What is this?
Is it making doctor's appointments or kind of appointments like that?
Is it making a doctor's appointment?
How's things? I was wondering, is the answer to ring the doctors?
So, literally, that's three of 100 billion thousand WhatsApps that we got in, which is a fantastic guess. So, I'm guessing that is.
It's a very good guess, and it makes sense. It's not the answer twice as likely, no.
For crying out loud.
Very stressful.
Oh, it is,
doctor's appointment.
It is, we're trying to get in and...
Go online, open up the app, select a day.
App? Are you serious?
Yeah, tell me a GP that doesn't have an app for their appointments now.
I don't know any GP that has an app for appointments.
Every GP's got an app for appointment now.
No, they don't, you have to ring up.
No.
Well, I would prefer to talk to a human and try and wangle myself in some way rather than go in an app and just say,
Hello,
no availability.
This is Una, from the radio.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do.
Got a bit of a headache. Going to let me in and see the doctor. Thanks very much.
It's not that now.
Okay, let's get some more guesses in. 087-110-207. The question is,
if you're between the ages of 16 and 21, you're twice as likely to ask for help doing this.
Okay, let's get some new WhatsApps in. Simon has sent in this one, and it's topping up mobile phones, so getting your credit. It's topping up, if you run out of credit. It's like, Mom! Mummy!
Yeah, that's more like they don't want help, but they just want money for it.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, that's true. It's not the answer, unfortunately.
It's not the answer?
No.
Oh, I was sure it was going to be that. Okay, let's get some voice notes.
It wouldn't be...
It wouldn't. No.
Help them get through their driving test and stuff like that there.
That's a good one.
Oh, that is a good guess, yeah.
It's currently doing that with Elizabeth at the moment.
Really?
Scary! Yeah, so we bought the app, which is the test to, do the test the that you have to do for your provisional license.
You mean the theory test?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Very good.
So it's basically what you do when you go to the centre to do the actual test.
So you get used to it.
So do it and So until you get them all right, you're not going in there.
No.
It's not that. That could be a higher percentage, though. That's to help with the test.
Let's get one more.
The 18 to 21-year-olds or 16 to 21. Is it to...
I love the way he's so dismissive of it. 18 to 21, whatever. I don't care. I'm only messing.
Do a tie.
Yeah, that has always eluded me.
Tying a tie.
I've never been able to tie a tie.
Stop the lights.
So in secondary school, my dad would have to do it at the start of the week.
Mm.
And I would just untie
just
it.
Loosen it.
And then shove it back up again.
No way.
Yeah. It was kind of cool anyway.
Yeah. There was a difference with school ties. You kind of just do it simple and you get away with it. But then you learn to tie a proper tie and how to do it right.
I've never learned to tie a proper tie.
I'll teach you how to do it.
It's okay. It's a life skill I'm happy I don't have. It's something that I'm not sad that I don't know.
Because I was able to teach my children how to tie a tie for their school and stuff. So.
Okay, well, you can teach my children how to tie a tie.
No, this is the thing where you get to teach your children something.
I teach them enough.
It can't be.
I grew them.
Uncle Cooper's coming over to show you things again. I grew them.
I grew them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 9 months of your life.
Rent free. Scrounge it off me.
As poor children. Oh, no.
9 months of my life was taken up wasting me time carrying you two around.
All the food, free rent. And here you are now, biting me.
You're 35, you're still living in the house.
Okay. No, there's no right answers.
I've forgotten what the hell we're doing here. Yeah, I forgot a little rant. I really enjoyed that.
16 to 21 year olds are twice as likely to ask for help doing this. It's hanging a picture. Yeah.
Who can't hang a picture?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
But you're getting the screws in right, and you've not done
it
before.
Do you need to use screws now for hanging a picture?
Yeah, it depends what it is.
Depends on the wall.
Yeah. I've got so many cool prints and pictures that I haven't hung up because I just don't know how.
Oh, is this what you've asked Cooper to come round and help you
several
do?
Times.
For 4 years.
Yeah, and he has refused.
Me. Yes, and you keep threatening to set your children on me. So until they're off being looked after or in a playground somewhere safe, I ain't coming over. All right.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I know the washing machine and tumble dryer got mentioned. With asking for help with it, yeah. And I'm not going to lie to you, Una. I always have to ask for help with the washing machine. Always.
Like, I mean, I don't understand that because it literally says the settings on the actual washing machine.
Yeah, but then I'm like, am I putting the right setting on for the clothes that I'm putting in? Like, is there synthetics? Is there wools? Is there cottons? And I don't know.
Don't bother about all that nonsense. Don't bother. Just shove them in. daily wash. Bish, bosh, boom.
Just like that. But Lisa, my wife, she was just like, you can figure out how to use all those buttons and twiddles and knobs and things, whatever they are on your DJ equipment with your eyes closed, and you can't figure out one button on the washing machine.
I know. It's madness.
Yeah, so I'll just keep doing it wrong till I'm told to not ask to do it again.
You just don't like to do the washing.
No, I hate
lazy
doing,
ass. Yeah.
Give me a word that rhymes with rhyme.
Time.
Very good. And you've got 30 seconds to rhyme as many answers with the word that we give you for a game called Rhyme It. Here we go. Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it. Playing Rhyme It this morning. Let's go live to Navin. Good morning, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Really good, thanks very much. Great. You work in one of the most thriving industries that Navin is famous for.
It is, indeed.
It's kind of like you either work...
Traffic warden.
No. Do you know the traffic wardens in Navin?
I do not know, but I did hear the story, yeah. So.
Yeah. They slapped me with a fine.
I know, not nice.
Having out-of-day tax when I had, in fact, in-day tax. Yeah. I just hadn't displayed it properly.
Which is against the law.
Which is against the law. I appealed it, Ellie. I appealed it and I won my case.
Good woman, good for you, good for you.
Power to the people.
Yeah. Stick it to them. Now, Ellie, you work in a furniture factory in Navin.
I do indeed, yeah.
Excellent.
I do.
Which one? Because Navin is full of furniture factories.
Well, we're just between Navin and Kells. It's called Orchard Upholstery.
Oh, I've heard of it. Lovely stuff. Very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
Fancy.
And what do you do there? Are you one of the makers, the creators, the crafters?
I am. I cut out all the material and then I sew it as well. So, yeah. Class. Very busy.
Nice. I think it might be in the market for a new couch or sofa.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, so
just bring in your old one to Ellie and she will upholster it and do a fabulous job for
you. Will you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Do you do reupholstering?
We kind of do. We don't do a lot of it, no.
That's between you and me type of thing, Ellie.
Yeah.
All right, Ellie, let's explain the rules to you for Rhyme It. What we're going to do, we're going to give you a word and the answer to every question is to rhyme with that word. You'll have 30 seconds to answer as many as you can, and the highest score at the end of the week will win the mystery bag, the iRadio mystery bag. Now, Claire managed to get 8 on Monday, and James got 8 as well yesterday. So 8 is the score to beat. How confident are you feeling?
Not very.
Believe in yourself, Ellie. This is your time to shine.
I'll try.
I won't be miserable and ask you difficult questions like Cooper asked me. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, okay, ladies. All right, you ready for this?
Yes.
Your word, Una, is?
Crane.
Okay. C-R-A-N-E. Your 30 seconds start now.
This is in your head.
Brain.
These run on tracks.
Train.
When someone's annoying, you tell them to stay in their what?
Lane.
A mark on your top you can't get out.
Pass.
Horses have these on their backs.
Mane.
A large area of flatland with few trees.
Pass.
A Batman villain.
Bane.
When you are known as a celeb, you have some?
Oh, pass.
Something you might wear around your neck.
Time is up.
Ah.
You didn't do too badly.
Five? Oh, hang on. So what was the fifth one that you asked?
Five. You got brain, train, lane, main.
Bane.
And Bane. Oh, you got Bane, yeah.
That's four.
That's, no, that's five.
One.
Brain, train, lane, main, and Bane is five, Cooper.
This is ridiculous.
I've written three down twice because I'm an idiot.
You're always trying to do people out of points, Stephen Cooper. That's the miserableness in you now.
Stephen Cooper.
Yeah, sorry, Ellie. He was trying to take it off you. He got five, which is respectable score.
It's a pretty good score. It's pretty good.
No problem.
All right, listen.
Will I tell you the ones you didn't get?
Yeah.
So a mark on your top you can't get out is a stain.
A stain, yeah, have it out.
And, oh, a large area of flatland with few trees is a plain.
Ah, all right.
And when you're known as a celebrity...
Oh, yeah, fame.
Yeah, fame.
Right, okay.
Oh, it's all easy when you know
it. It is, indeed. It's tough when you're on.
I know. Well, listen, Camille, you did absolutely fantastic, and it's been really nice to hang out with you as well. It's been lovely to chat
thank
to
you. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ellie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can do better? Here we go. A mane is on the neck, not on the back. Lol.
I didn't write the questions.
On Google, it says back.
I didn't write the question.
It's not on the front of the horse, it's on the back side of the horse.
You also ride on the back of the horse, but you don't ride on the mane. So
true. I don't know.
Oh, the pedantic.
Right, yeah. All right, okay. No, I appreciate it. But anyway, if anybody wants to come on and argue with us tomorrow morning, rhyme is 087 1102107. Go for it.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolls.
Ah, we had a good nostalgic trip this morning about those snacks that you just can't get anymore. I was shocked that you couldn't get a mint feast.
They were so good. They were a real chocolate hit.
And actually, the last time, because I don't eat ice cream anymore, the last time I had a mint feast or a feast, like that chocolate chunk on the inside.
On the inside, yeah. Oh, that's a real goodness.
That's a real treat. But what were the things that you were missing?
You know the way your obsession with purple snacks is like...
It's a good chocolate hit. It is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's good. I indulged.
Get bang for your buck.
I indulged in a few when you weren't here yesterday. I found some around your desk.
Keep your hands off me, purple snacks.
I thought you shared your purple snacks.
No, with you.
Well, it was a 12 pack there. It was
down to now.
Seven.
Greedy guts.
Hey, I was sharing the love. And we got into a discussion about purple snacks. And then it was like, does anybody remember pink snacks?
Pink snacks. Quality.
It's gone. Not anymore. You can't get pink snacks anymore, Una.
That's a travesty.
Yeah.
You used to always be able to get them on the train. The cart came along.
There was a cart on the train?
Yes, there was a cart on the train.
I remember getting the train to Limerick and Cork, but there was you had to go down to the carriage where there was like a canteen. And
No.
There was a counter and you go...
No, you know the cart that goes around on trains.
I've never seen a cart on a train.
Are you... What?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're there now, but they used to be there. They're not there anymore, I don't think. They used to be there. And you'd always get a cup of tea a pink snack.
So it's like a Just Eat on the train.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's limited in what it offers, but they always had nice nice pastries and chocolate. But that's the pink snack.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Our boss, Ben, mentions, he goes, you can't get Mint Feast anymore. I'm like, you're pretty sure you can get a Mint Feast.
Can you get a Mint Feast?
I was pretty sure you could get a Mint Feast, and I went looking for a Mint Feast yesterday in all of the local shops, and I said to him, and I'm like, I'll get you a Mint Feast. He goes, get me a box if you can get it. And I didn't find them anywhere. Apparently, you can't get a Mint Feast anymore.
They were so good. And when you bite into it, and it would have the thick chocolate then in the middle.
Yeah.
That was delicious.
It was all chocolate, all mint, not much ice cream. So yeah. I didn't mind it.
No, savage.
I was down with it. What were the other things that aren't around anymore? Like, because there was a load of ice creams that don't exist anymore.
So many things. Remember the Freaky Foot, the pink?
Oh my God.
They were so delicious.
I'm sure you can get them, can't you?
So much satisfaction sucking off the big toe off that bad boy.
Oh my God. Actually, you know, I'm not shocked that you said that. Everyone else is like, did Una just say she's...
Yeah, it was Freaky Foot. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Did you lick in between all the toes?
Oh yeah.
Okay, 087-1102-107. What were the chocolates, the bars, the snacks, the treats that you absolutely... absolutely can't get anymore because there was probably ingredients in it which wasn't good for us. Like, bring back lead paint. Bring back lead paint. Joking.
Bring them all back, Una. We're talking about the snacks that you love and miss. Pink snack bars. They don't exist anymore. Mint Feast, Freaky Foot, Fat Frogs. Loads of WhatsApps coming in at 087-110-2107.
Hey, good morning, guys. Amanda here from Dog. Do you know what you can't get anymore that I used to love? The Wibbly Wobbly Wonders Ice Pops.
Oh, Wibbly Wobbly Wonder. Describe it to
me. They used to be so nice. The ice cream, they used to be pink and yellow. And the pink was the ice cream. And the yellow bit was, I think it was yellow. Was jelly. Oh my God, loved them.
Stop now. What a
I thought they
wonder.
Were stink. I'm going to have to disagree.
Wibbly Wobbly Wonders.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Get it. Stop the world.
The top of the top of the pop was a bit kind of jelly-like or something.
Yeah, that was
that's a Wibbly Wobbly.
Yeah,
it wasn't for me.
Oh, really?
No.
You didn't like a Wibbly Wobbly Wonder?
No.
Wibbly Wobbly Wonders, and I don't know, can you get them anymore because I don't eat ice cream anymore. And that is a... what's the yellow and the green one with the chocolate?
A Loop-de-Loop.
Loop-de-Loop.
They're still around.
Are Loop-de-Loop still around?
Oh, yeah, they're good. Very popular.
The world is all good now. Tara's in Longford. Good morning, Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Hi, how's things?
Good, thanks very much. What do you want to bring back?
Oh, Mars Delight, a no-brainer.
All right.
They were savage.
You'll have to bring me up to date now. What was a Mars Delight?
Describe it there, Tara.
Yeah, it was in two sections, and it was like crispy chocolate on the outside, and then it had kind of a soft nougat bit in the minute.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was brilliant.
The nougat.
Say it slower. Yeah. Say it slower.
It was the bar of my childhood now, and they discontinued it, and I've, you know, been upset about it ever since.
You should write a letter of complaint, put your Karen hat on and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
one woman can make a difference.
That sounds like one of those Kinder Buenos, but with chocolate over it. You know, the
it was better than a Kinder Bueno.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, it had more depth.
That's a very bold statement to be making.
Yeah. No, there was more to it.
There was more to it.
Why did they discontinue it? It was just a wild decision to do that.
And you'll see now coming up to that time of year, don't say it, begins to see, that they are going to say, well, the bounties are all coming out of the boxes now for the Mars box because nobody likes them. Everybody loves a bounty.
No one. You were the only person I know that likes a bounty.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Tara, what are you up to today?
Oh, I'm going to work.
Where are you working?
I'm a secondary teacher in Roscommon.
Whoa!
Hey! Do you want to give a shout out to the school?
Yeah, shout out to all the secretaries and caretakers as well. 6 day of strikes.
Yeah,
absolutely. Give them what they want.
Give them what they want. Absolutely.
Yeah. What kind of teacher are you, Tara?
I'm a geography teacher.
Oh, no way.
The legs and the bows.
Absolutely.
The bows.
The bows.
What do we learn?
The bow.
The bow. What's the bow?
The
bow.
The front of
oxbow.
The
oxbow. Oxbow.
Oxbow.
Oxbow. Lay.
A bow is what you do, Una, when I walk into the room.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got a boat. So I was like, we're still talking about boats.
All right, let's get on a boat and go explore the oxbow.
What are the rocks again? The igneous. I'm just going to shut up now. A metamorphic. Yeah, metamorphic.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, static nights.
You could do your junior cert all over again.
Thanks, miss. Thank you. No homework for everyone in your class tonight. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Miss Tara, it's been lovely to talk to you. And tell your entire class and school that we said hi, all right?
And we'll strike for a Mars Delight to come back.
Yes, oh, yeah.
We'll push for it, okay? All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Una, I don't think there's any denying that you miss Tone Deaf. But do you prefer Read My Lips?
I love Read My Lips, but I really do miss singing on the radio. And I think people miss it too. I think we need to start a petition to bring Tone Deaf back.
I don't know. I think it's a small, loud minority that liked Tone Deaf because the listenership figures have gone up since we've stopped doing it.
Ah, okay. Right. Maybe that's why the boss has axed it and said it's never, ever, ever to come back again.
Yeah. So Read My Lips.
Yeah.
We're doing Read My Lips.
Okay.
Thursdays. I tell you what, it's about to get messy right now because we're going to play a game. The name of the game is Read My Lips, where, Una, you've got to read my lips as
I speak, all right?
Yeah.
So right now you can hear me, but in a moment you're not going to be able to hear me.
Okay.
You will have noise-cancelling headphones on. I have a piece of paper here, and on this piece of paper are sentences. I don't know what they are. And when you put on the noise-cancelling headphones, I'm going to read them to you. All right.
Okay.
All right, so would you like to put them on?
I will.
Very best of luck to you. I'm rooting for you. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, you've got to look at me. Can you hear me? No, she can't hear me. All right. All right, the first one.
Hello?
Okay, you ready? Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I like...
What?
I like... It.
Big butts that I cannot lie. I like...
It.
Eating.
Firm.
What?
Firm.
Soup. Go again.
I like. It.
Licking.
Firm.
From.
No.
What? Are you tongue-tied? Open your mouth.
Soft.
Stuff.
Pillows.
Below.
For. Me.
Beans.
Brilliant. Right. Yeah. So, what I was actually saying was, I like it firm, no soft pillows for me. You're like, I like soup. All right, let's do one more. We'll see how we get on time. What's this name? Oh my God, I love this game. Okay, you ready? My. Souffle.
Souffle.
Has.
What?
Has.
My souffle.
Has. A. Soggy.
Sausage.
Scent.
Has a what? Go again.
Soggy. Soggy.
Soggy.
Center.
My souffle has a soggy...
Center.
Lasher.
My souffle has a soggy center.
Oh my God, I did so well in
you
that
did.
One.
All right, will we quickly do another one?
Yeah, let's
do. Okay, one more. Which will I do? The second last or the last one?
Do the other one, it's shorter.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, is he ready?
I'm...
Good.
With...
My hands.
Hat.
I'm
a
keyboard.
Say that again. I'm a
keyboard.
Clean put.
Player.
Below.
Brilliant. I'm good with my hands. I'm a good keyboard player.
I'm a
keyboard. I don't even know what you were saying. That's through my lips. That is so much fun. Brings joy and delight to us here in iRadio.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Just after 9 o'clock on the show every day, we do a game and we sing into the game. What is the name of the game?
Truth or Trash.
Yeah, check it out.
Truth or Trash. You know it's a fun game where we rhyme things.
No, this is the other game. All right, Truth or Trash. we have to try and call each other out on our little facts that we got going on. So we're looking for lots of those, none of those, and lopping them in as well.
Yes.
Donal, give us your facts today so we can see if it's a lie or not.
My fact is about fellow Mancunian Harry Styles. He has four nipples, don't you know?
Four
of them.
So two nipples and
half
two nubbins.
He's so selfish.
Is it just two and... I don't know where they're positioned, but it could be just next to each other. Just two. Oh,
it adds to his sex appeal, doesn't it?
The more nipples you have.
He's dripping with the worries, like...
We all need four nipples. That'll be the next operation.
Turkey for the nipples. I think he's three. I've heard something about Harry Styles and a nipple before. Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah.
It does sound familiar,
doesn't it?
So I'm thinking it could be three, and Donald's added an extra one.
Yeah.
Like if I was doing this, as I would have went full on.
He has eight nipples.
Yeah, he's part dog. Do you know what I mean? Harry Styles is a female dog and he's got eight nipples. Lock it in. I'm saying trash.
I'm saying true.
Okay. It is true. He does have four nipples. Yeah.
Are they functional?
I don't know if you can milk him now.
Why do men have nipples? Was that question ever answered? Anyway, that's for another time.
I think we're all created with nipples, and then women's just add for a purpose. Men aren't.
If you've ever squeezed a man's nipple and twisted it and give him a purple nurple, you will find
nipple cripple. Here, do you want to do it now? I'll grab it. Go on.
All right, but think of the joy that you get out of doing
it. Yeah, so much fun.
That's why men have nipples.
Yeah. Okay.
Simple as that. Okay. That was a lovely fact. David Guetta has a lovely son, and David Guetta's son has been named Bruce Elvis Eric Guetta.
Oh wow.
Bruce Elvis.
Eric. Elvis Eric just sounds a bit odd.
No, because then it'll be Bruce Guetta, like the Italian.
Oh yeah, that'll be his nickname now.
Yeah. Bruce Guetta.
Okay.
I'm gonna say it's trash because of that, and you just wanted to say Bruce Guetta.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the kid if it's true. So I'm going to say trash for that reason.
Lock it in.
Bruce Guetta. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted you to say Bruce Guetta.
No, you wanted... No. You wanted you to say Bruce Guetta, but I outsmarted you, my friend. Oh, I ruined your desperate dad joke. Okay, my turn.
But his real name is Tim Elvis Eric Guetta.
Oh, so it is Elvis Eric.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tim cool. is nice. Like it.
Timmy! South Park fans, all right.
So, my fact. There was a conversation overheard in this office the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It happened after Cooper's daily 10 past 10 trip to the loo. You could set your watch by the man. It's fantastic, I'm telling you. Anyway, the conversation that took place had words such as velvety finish.
Oh my God, Una O'Carroll.
Notes of aloe. And be kind to your bum. Now, the wording went a little bit like this. I bring my own toilet paper to work because the stuff they have here would cut the bum off you. I really love the notes of aloe from the toilet roll. It's so soft and has a velvety finish. Be kind to your bum and your bum will be kind to you.
Yeah. I think it was slightly maybe... paraphrased, but I think
I am paraphrasing. I can't remember the exact, but there was I know for a fact that velvety finish, notes of aloe, and be kind to your bum were mentioned in this conversation.
Was it Cooper involved in the conversation?
Oh yes, 100%. Yeah. Brings his own loot.
Brings his own loot to this.
Brings his own bog roll to work.
Yeah.
He's giving me the dirtiest look.
I think. That's
did you not want me to
share that? That was that.
You shouldn't have been so loud in the office if you didn't want me to share this.
I was like a 3-year-old who discovered their loud voice.
Yeah.
I'm off to the toilet. My little marks that I did.
Come and see what I did in the loo.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you? Huh?
What are you saying?
True. I just want it to be true. I wasn't present for the conversation.
No, you missed
out.
I didn't notice it.
But I want it to be true. I don't think you bring your own loo roll, though.
No. Do you know what, Una? You are confusing this with a different conversation that we had where you said, have you any chewing gum? And I said, because we were out near my car, I said, the only thing I have in my car closest to chewing gum is aloe hand sanitizer. So I think you're confusing that.
No. Trust me.
Paper.
I have no notes of aloe was mentioned.
Yeah, it was hand sanitizer with aloe in it.
I'd love this to be true.
Stop backpedaling.
Yeah. It's trash and I'm laughing at it.
Okay, so maybe it is trash, but I think it could be true because a conversation like that definitely could have happened. I can imagine him saying it.
It's still a lie if it could have happened.
Because that's just the way he rolls. What are you doing?
I'm just seeing what you've been in. Is it coffee in that cup this morning? Sorry.
I really enjoyed my fact. I had my fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a disgusting human being.
Want even more banter? Set your alarm or just subscribe. Either way, you're sorted.
This is I'm Rings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
You just couldn't let me have my own little pun, Joe, could you? Bruce Getter.
But it was just so obvious. I'm like, seriously, I couldn't let you take ownership of that because it was that
good.
Sad.
Sad.
I saved you. I saved you on that.
I don't know. I think you gazumped me on my punchline. Wouldn't be like you. Come here. How often do you wash your bath towel and shower towel?
Some of us are disgusting people, and it's very simple and straightforward. Would you like to know how disgusting we are?
Yeah, yeah.
So some people go 12 months without washing their towels. So their towel from their shower, their bath. People have gone 12 months without washing, and only 1 in 3 wash their towels every 3 months. Una, they walk among us.
That is scaldy now, in fairness.
Like,
scaldy.
Who is doing that? Like, every
the towel would be getting up and walking.
It'd be washing itself. It's like, I can't deal with this anymore.
And how are they admitting it as well? Like,
people are very open and honest about their lives these days, you know, telling the world. Sure, everyone just like tells everybody what they do on Facebook and Instagram anyway.
I know, but they're not going to come on Facebook or Instagram and be like,
Yeah, they are.
I haven't washed my towel in a year.
It's one of my favorite channels on TikTok.
What are they trying to do?
Hey guys, thanks for joining me. Today we're going to be washing my towel. It's my annual towel wash. Here we go.
Days.
Hit for likes. Give me some presents. Give me some gifts. Yeah. So okay. That's what people do, Nuna. They're like, you know, like, look at my riz. I'm all towels. Give it. So I need to know what is the rule, because there's 2 million people washing their towel once a year. Men are 5 times more likely to clean the bathroom towels just once a year. It's absolutely disgusting, lads. Come on.
Disgusting. I would say you're probably better off using the towel twice, but I don't. I'm kind of lazy and I just throw it into the washing machine
after every use.
Yeah,
I'd say 2 max 3 uses out of a shower.
You'd use 3
max, like
you scaldy now too.
You're scaldy.
You're the scaldiest of the scaldiest.
You're the scaldiest. So, and I think let's see what everyone thinks. What is the rule of thumb here? Is it after every, or after 2, or after 3? After that, get in the sea.
Now, well, I'm going to throw a spanner in the works here, right?
Won't be like it.
Okay, so you towels.
A spanner if you're right. In the toolbox.
Jeans, or? Apparently.
Yeah.
There was a news story out, research was done. Apparently, you're only supposed to wash your jeans once a year.
Once a year?
Once a year, yeah.
Ugh.
I know. But they did all these tests, and the unwashed jeans and the washed jeans had the same amount of you know, scaldy germs on them.
Yeah, but they literally, after 2 wears of a pair of jeans, they go out of shape and they're all a bit manky looking. Like, unless you're on a different tax bracket and you afford decent jeans. But, like, when you're on you know, wages like yourself and you know, like, and you got your Gucci's on, whatever. But if you're just buying, like, jeans for, like, 10 or 20 quid, whatever, you need to wash them, like, every 2 days or
I'm
every
just
day.
Saying what the jeans people have come out and said. Okay. It's once a year. But anyway, back to the towels. Yeah. That is scaldy. Once a year at a towel washes.
Yeah. What is the minimum usage or the maximum usage you will do before you wash? All right. There is a bunch of people among us, Una, who are walking, living, breathing human beings that wash their towels, their shower towels, their bath towels once a year. Every 12 months, they treat themselves to a wash.
That's fairly mank a la gank,
it's
all the same.
Disgusting. I said 2 to 3 washes. That's what I'm saying.
I think that's correct, but I'm just a one wash gal. It's probably down to laziness. Just done with it, chuck it in the washing machine. Instead of folding it and putting it over a radiator or something where I could use it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts? Oh, wait, Seppa, 1:02:07. What's the amount of time that you should use it before you wash it?
After every use, why on earth would you try and use it any more than once without washing it? That's just...
I love that. That's just... Yeah. Well, Una's excuse is laziness.
Yeah.
But having to then, like, wash it and then, like, take it out and then hang it up to dry and stuff like that.
Yeah, I chuck it in the dryer.
You don't put towels in the dryer, Una.
Who says?
You don't. Then they don't work properly anymore.
What do you mean? What doesn't work properly?
They
the towels?
They don't work as properly.
The towels don't?
Yeah.
Cane foot?
It's all got to do with science.
That you know nothing about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about washing and drying. The time I tried to put a wash on in the dryer.
You absolute looter.
Hey guys, talking about the towel wash. It's definitely after every shower.
Every?
Hearing that people do it once a year, I didn't know that was a thing. Anywho, it's Ellie. Hi.
Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks, Ellie.
Yeah, once a year is absolutely disgusting, but I think you get two, if not three, uses out of a towel. Definitely.
Well, apparently the general guideline for bath towels is every 3 to 4 uses. It's a good rule of thumb to keep towels hygienic.
Look at me being average.
Or once a week if you use your towels less frequently. Washing it once a week is also sufficient, but if they're gym towels, you need to wash them after every use.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I have researched what happens if you only wash your towel once a year. Yeah, this is pretty disgusting. Washing a towel only once a year will result in a significant accumulation of bacteria,
yeah,
fungi, and dead skin cells, leading to a musty smell, skin irritation, infections like Staphylococcus aureus.
Staphylococcus.
I got a Staphylococcus aureus or E. coli. E. coli.
Give me an E. Staphylococcus was on Sesame Street.
Oh, right. And potentially the transfer of viruses and other pathogens to your skin, making it ineffective at cleaning your body. This creates a breeding ground for microbes that can cause skin conditions or make existing infections worse.
Awesome. You need
a tetanus jab, like, if you're only washing your towel once a year.
Oh, I'm up to date with my tetanus jab. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember I got a lift off you in your car?
I wouldn't let you in my car. You're banned from my car.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Jumpstart your morning.
Anytime you want.
And that is Thursday Show podcast. Breakfast rolled. Thank you so much for subscribing, following and listening. And I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show and a brand new podcast. We're live every morning from 6 till 10 a.m. Monday to Friday. And don't forget Sundays as well. Cooper and Una on a Sunday, 9 a.m. Getting us out of bed.
The cheek.
The cheek. Wonderful.
Who do you think you are? All right. We'll see you later, yeah?
Peace.